This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The number of COVID cases is going down, says the World Health Organization, down 50% in the U.S. over the last week. The AP's Karen Shamas with the latest on the WHO report.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 cases are down by 17% worldwide, as cases in the U.S. alone drop by 50%. According to a weekly report from the UN Health Agency, global deaths also declined by 7%. The report also shows that the Omicron variant is increasingly dominant, making up nearly 97% of all cases. Just over 3% were of the Delta variant.
The CDC is still recommending masks for teachers and staff inside school buildings, though the governors of four states are announcing plans to lift mask mandates in schools by the end of February or March. The states are Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon. Lindsay Jacobellis has won the first U.S. gold medal at the Olympics in Beijing. She won her snowboard cross competition. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Jacobellis, competing in her fifth Olympics, is making history. The oldest U.S. woman to win a gold, and 16 years being the longest gap between medals for any U.S. woman. And she's bringing home America's first gold medal at what has been a mostly disappointing competition in China for U.S. athletes.
An explosion and fire at a Yankton, South Dakota propane company has injured one person and left the business in ruins. Cause of the explosion is under investigation. Three friends who've attended every Super Bowl are going again this Sunday, but they say it will probably be their last Super Bowl together. All three men are in their 80s. Don Chrisman of Maine, Gregory Eaton of Michigan, and Tom Henschel of Florida. This is AP News. Authorities in the Los Angeles area are working to make sure Sunday's Super Bowl is safe.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is in Los Angeles. He says there are no specific credible threats to the venue, SoFi Stadium.
What this is all about is planning and preparation to prevent any incident from occurring.
Mayorkas says everyone and everything that enters the perimeter of the stadium will be screened.
We also are ensuring the safety of land, sea, air, and the cyber environments.
Mayorkas also says specialists are working to combat any human trafficking.
There very well might be nefarious actors that prey upon vulnerable children and other individuals.
Mayorkas says they are taking measures that are both seen and unseen. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gas is $3.47 a gallon this morning, up 7 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.